The following podcast is a special co-presentation between DCO and Dr. Beach. For more information on this topic and others, please visit ReachDrBeach.com or visit his YouTube channel at ReachDrBeach or Googling ReachDrBeach.
Hi, this is Dr. Beach.
This is Crystal.
Hi, Crystal. I love your name.
I know. But
she was joking, but I don't do Crystal.
I don't do Crystal. They said, do you have some Crystal? I said, no, but my name is Crystal.
Hi, it's Dr. Beach, and we're here with Crystal and Scott. Hi, Crystal. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Scott. Hi, Scott.
Hi. And we're talking today with people who live on the streets to try to understand from people in the know kind of how that happened. How long ago did your dad pass away?
Jesus.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
But I would like for people to know that my dad is a vet, 100% vet, and he stood on the front line. He stood on the front line. He took care of everybody. He said that couldn't nobody get past him, and he did.
He'll always be in your heart, right? Even though someone's gone,
he's never gone. Now he's gone, and he was the best, the very best person that was able to talk to people, to let people know about everything in life.
Right.
He was a motivational.
So Scott, if you had to kind of describe, why would you say you're living on the streets?
Because an Oklahoma cop lied on the stand under oath.
What do you mean by that?
What happened? He said to the court that I hit him first, and I didn't.
That wasn't
him.
True.
No. He lied under oath.
And so what ended
so
up happening?
Hey, sheriff.
He don't have no teeth.
Yeah, he knocked out my teeth.
He knocked out your teeth?
And I got evicted. Mm-hmm.
So what, did you end up going to jail?
Yeah, for 6 months.
Oh, okay. When was this?
This is in 2017. Sorry.
My dad was on the front line. He was on the front line, and he told me like this all the time. I said, Dad, we couldn't flush no toilets. We couldn't do anything. Why? Because he said he was on the front line. His leg, actually, he stepped on the mine, and when he stepped on the mine, it blew it that way. So his leg was
Oh, his
this
leg went out, like, to the right. So, Scott, you said, is that the reason you're on the streets? What does that have to do with why you're on the streets?
Because I got evicted. Because I couldn't pay rent for 6 months.
Okay.
Because a cop lied.
But do you mean...
Oklahoma sheriff.
Is that because you had a criminal record?
No. I don't have a criminal record.
Why did you get evicted?
Because I couldn't
pay
the rent.
They didn't like
you.
Because
you couldn't pay the rent.
Right.
Okay.
So I came home from jail to an eviction notice.
And how long have you been living on the streets?
About 2 years.
2 years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And what's the hardest part about living on the streets?
The concrete.
Yeah. Pretty obvious, right?
It hurts very bad.
Yeah.
Especially for a female.
Yeah.
You know, because you cannot use the restroom. You cannot do anything. You cannot, as a woman, you cannot. Mm-hmm.
What would you say? Do you feel like there's a real sense of community? Like, depends on where you are on the streets?
No.
Is it different in different places?
They're not helping us forever. They're not helping.
Mm-hmm. Who do you mean?
I mean everybody. Mm-hmm. To serve and protect, that's a lot.
Who would you want to help you?
I got
like
so
if
many
you could
tickets.
Give a message.
I got so many tickets. Just tickets. How you get tickets when you're homeless? when you're homeless, how do you get a ticket?
Is it for like loitering on the streets? What was the
All it is that if you want to lay down and sleep, man, you got to get up and do it. Because other than that, the police is going to come and get you. That's not cool.
Have you both made efforts to get off the streets?
Yes, sir.
Is that a goal?
That's a goal.
Okay.
That's and my
My last job
was working at Kaiser Permanente.
Okay.
Okay. I broke
what
the
were you
arm.
Doing there?
Housekeeping.
Okay.
I will clean your room. Top to bottom, bed, all the way. Kaiser.
You said money. Is that what's getting in the way from you getting off the street?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I know for some people it could be money. Other people it's like they fell on a hard time. Some people have drugs or alcohol problems.
Yeah.
Mental illness.
No. Mine's is not that. Mine's is just because death. I lost my sister. Now I just lost my dad. So it really hurts.
How long, Crystal, have you been on the streets?
Since 2016.
Okay. It's like 3 years. And was that after your sister died?
Yes.
Okay. So it sounds like trauma and grief, right?
It's not something good that I do not recommend for nobody.
Okay. What about you, Scott? You said money the reason that you're still on the streets?
Yeah.
Like if you had money, you wouldn't be on the streets.
Right.
Okay. What would you do? Like if you kind of, what would your life be like if you had your way and you had money?
He'll marry me and we'll move on. Come on, sweetie. Come on, baby. No. It's all good. All it's going to do is just help us.
A doctor. We're doing YouTube.
Just trying to get us all over the street.
Yeah.
My daddy just finally got his. My dad got his. And look, but he died. And I'm sad.
And they don't tell him about the fun. It's like, don't ask, don't tell.
Yeah, I see the sadness in your eyes.
Yeah.
So, if you could give a message to people about kind of what would need to change in society to make things better, what would it be?
Number one, stop knocking people for who they are. Because you just don't know. Mm-hmm. We are good people. We're not bad people. We're just people.
Do you feel like a lot of people judge you?
They just mean.
They're mean? Do you mean like by the way they like look at you or the things they say?
My dad was a good man and he supported this country. And so I say like this. For those that's out there, my dad supported everybody. He was on the front line. On the front line meaning that he had to kill everything that came forward and he made sure that he did that. I said, Dad, what? He said, that's what I had to do. You know what I'm saying? That's what he said that he had to do. To why? To keep us safe.
Keep you safe. What do you think, Scott? You know, if you could change, what message would you give to society? Like, what needs to happen to make things different, make things better, to help people like you?
I think
understand
that the ego is such an elusive beast, and I think that people should forget their ego and help each other and not lie under oath, you know, like that El Cajon cop did, a sheriff.
It sounds like that was for you, Scott, like life-changing.
Oh,
totally changed
your
life.
I had my own business.
What was your life like before?
I had my own business.
What kind of work were you doing?
Refinishing medical and dental equipment.
Oh, really?
I did that for 38 years. And I also refinished porcelain and fiberglass bathtubs.
And I work in the medical
field. That's pretty delicate work.
So
how did you learn how to do that?
I taught myself.
Taught yourself.
Yeah. And it was a lot toxic chemicals.
Right.
Inhaling, you know. So I'm messed up, you know.
Yeah,
because of that.
Okay. Have alcohol or drugs been an issue for either of you?
Sometimes it could come. Yeah. It could play a part.
Which yeah. one? Both?
Alcohol.
Well,
alcohol.
If, yeah. Nothing else. But it becomes a point in your life when you just get tired.
Do you think that alcohol and drugs have led to you being on the streets, or
no,
more
no.
alcohol and drugs are something you do because no, you're on the streets?
Well, for me, mine is like, you go through a temp service. I'm working at Kaiser, and I'm doing good. It's only 6 months. Okay, so it ends. Then you get stressed out. Why? You get stressed.
Do you mean like when you didn't have your job anymore?
I fell off, and to do what I need to do. In the medical field.
That's a great goal. So you both, is that one of your connections, working in the medical field?
I'll be a caregiver.
And I won't ask what that means, Crystal.
Because he want to love me, though.
Yeah.
I don't want him to love me. I want him to accept me.
Yeah. Well, that's what we all want, right? We want to be accepted for who we are, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not judged.
Hey.
Anything else? Anything else you guys want to say?
I just want to say hello, people, and don't think it's all the way bad, because you can turn it around, you can fix it, and you will make it better.
Okay.
That's my goal.
Okay.
That's my number 1% goal.
So I'm Dr. Beach, and I'm here with Crystal and Scott. Thank you so much, and it's so great to end on a very hopeful note.
Thank you.
It's great to meet you both.
Love you
all
both.
The best.